God's grace and His peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today comes from our Gospel reading from Luke chapter 8, verses 16 through 21, especially the latter half of this section of text, where the crowd is so big around Jesus that Jesus' own mother and His brothers were coming to see Him, and somehow they just couldn't make it to Him. So the message was passed to Jesus, "Your mother and brothers are here." And one would immediately expect Jesus to sort of stand up, tell the crowd, "Okay, give me a moment, let me talk to my mom," remembering the fourth commandment, "Honor your father and mother." But Jesus does not. He continues to use this as a teaching point and says, "My mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and put it into practice." So we have to challenge Jesus here at this moment, if we can challenge Jesus. Did He not just break the fourth commandment? Did He not sort of reject His own mother? Well, maybe reject is a little hard of a term, but obviously His mother wanted to see Him. But what did He do? He kept staying with the crowds. Was this to build His own ego? No. The answer here is because God needs to show us how important our faith is, what it means to belong to the family of God. Yes, God calls us into our physical families, but to be part of the family of God is the most important thing. So Jesus continues on with His teaching. He's only going to be teaching for a few years, and then that's it. He knows this, so He's trying to get the word out. This may remind us of Mary and Martha. One was doing the work, the other was sitting at Jesus' feet. But let's continue on with our text. First of all, we need to talk about, to sort of set the stage here, what Jesus is referring to about families. The old cliche, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. You were born into your family, and not by choice. You were part of that family, whether you wanted to be part of that family or not. And once you were in this family, what happened? You grew up in this family took care of you, this family nurtured you, and in the process of being nurtured, there was also responsibilities. So what was your very first chore? Was it to help with the dishes? To take out the garbage? To feed the family pet? What was one of some of your responsibilities as you were growing up? And then, let me just ask you, did the responsibilities leave as you got older? The truth of the matter is, as we get older and older, it seems to be more family responsibilities being put upon us. If we were given a choice, our choice would probably be to be born into a family where there'd be no responsibilities at all, where I could do my own thing, be my own man, be my own boss. But then I wouldn't grow up very well, would I? These responsibilities cause character. The character that molds and shapes each and every one of us. Now I need to do a little bit of comparing and contrasting with the eternal family that we are called into by water and spirit. Again, the same concept applies. We were called into this family. We weren't given a choice. We didn't get a choice to choose whether we wanted to believe or not. No, God calls us. We were first called when we were baptized, when water was placed upon us in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And unless if we were an adult, most of us were baptized as a child, we had no choice. Our parents brought us to the baptismal font, to God's house, for God's work of salvation to take place, to put us into God's eternal family. And we were made members of that family, not by anything we had done, by what God has done through water and the Holy Spirit. Now, are there family responsibilities? Oh, yes, there are. As I tell each couple who wants to bring an infant to baptism, there is responsibilities, and this is why we have sponsors. Responsibilities provide a Christian education for this child, to see that this child grows up in the faith, that is taught the Ten Commandments, the Lord's Prayer, the Apostles' Creed, the rest of Luther's Small Catechism. This is why we have Sunday school and Vacation Bible School, to continue the nurture of that child, just as we were given responsibility in our own families to nurture us as human beings, to help develop good moral character. God also gives us responsibilities to grow up with God's Word so that we'll be strong in the family of God. So in one essence, what am I sort of talking about? Well, I don't know about your family, but it was true with my family. As I was growing up, our grandma would always have these mandatory family get-togethers, usually around holiday times. So when grandma would say, by the way, Christmas is going to be at such and such a day, at such and such a time, the first words that were out of your mouth were not, let me check my calendar, but, grandma, what would you want me to bring? That mandated family togetherness, time for us to get together as a family, to enjoy one another's company, to be there for each other, to depend for each other. Notice the concept here was we and not me. The we theme prevails, not the me theme prevailing. The reason why I need to bring this up is in today's society, especially with a lot of younger families, we see families falling apart. Other things get in the way of the family. Other types of responsibilities, whether it be work, whether it be recreation, whether it be sports, whether it be other commitments, something is always seems to be tugging at the families. We seem to be overcommitted in our scheduling. We have other priorities, that keep us from being a family. That we of family doesn't seem to be the prevailing theme nowadays. It seems to be more the prevailing theme of the me. What's in it for me? The self-interest keeps the me going instead of the we that the family is trying to bring about. So what was Jesus' reaction here in our text? Was he focusing upon the me and wanting nothing to do with his mother or brothers? No, he was focusing upon the we, but not necessarily the nuclear family, the family that he himself was also born into, but the we referring to the eternal family, the family of God. You see, Jesus understood, being the Son of God, what was truly the most important thing. The most important thing was being part of God's family. It is through God's family that we also have other responsibilities. But before I go into that, let me just finalize a little bit more what it means to be part of God's family, to be baptized into His family, to have that saving faith, to experience the forgiveness of sins, the joys of knowing that, yes, we will be with God forever and ever in heaven above. These are what the family means, or the joys and the benefits of being part of that family. But part of that family also says, God says, I don't want you just to be looking heavenward. I've put you in your nuclear family. We got to remember that just as we were born into our families, God put us into that family for a particular purpose. Yes, to serve God as He is our number one love. But through God, we also serve the rest of our family, whether it be mother or father, spouse or children, aunts and uncles or even grandparents. God calls us into His eternal family, but He also calls us into our earthly family. Not that saying that the earthly family is not important. It is secondary to God's eternal family. Because what does it matter if we only live 70 or 80 years here on this earth, but die because we're not part of God's eternal family? No, we need to keep our priorities straight. Faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is what drives us here. Faith is our number one priority. It is through that faith that God calls us to other responsibilities. And Jesus picks up on some of these other responsibilities in our text. Verse 21, notice how He qualifies. He says, my mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and put it into practice. How many of us have in our own family those family members that don't seem to really care about being part of the family? You ask them to be part of a Christmas gathering, and it seems like the words go in one ear and then out the other. You ask them to be part of other family get-togethers, and again, they just don't seem to have the time. It's almost like family is unimportant to them. Unfortunately, the same is true with God's family. We have people who hear the word of God and it just seems to go in one ear and out the other. But notice what Jesus is saying here. It's not just hearing, but it's also doing. Where that word goes into the ear and then stays inside of us. And then causes our hands, our feet, our mouths to move certain ways to proclaim God's glory, to live out our lives. And how do we know what God's glory is? And how do we live out those lives? That's why it was important, since we were baptized, to be instructed in the faith. That's why it's important for the family of God to gather around the source of God. As God is revealed in His Word, and as God is revealed in His sacraments. You may have heard a cliche talking about the family bond being blood is thicker than water. That may be true for us humans, but from God's point of view, it's not blood is thicker than water, it's you need both. You need both the water connected with God's Word to make you part of God's family, and you need the blood of God connected with the body, with the bread and the wine, to strengthen that relationship. We need that continued teaching to take place and God's continued work of salvation to be done in our lives so that we will be grown together as a family of God. Yes, there are responsibilities within the family of God of growing that faith and through that love of God, sharing that faith with those around us. Yes, we have responsibilities to our own nuclear families, responsibilities to our employer, responsibilities to our community, responsibilities to those in other situations. But through the love of God, we now focus upon the we, not the me. Whenever we get into our self-centered focus, whenever we just start thinking, what's in it for me? We lose sight of the importance of being part of God's family and being part of our nuclear family. And this is why Luther encourages us daily to remember our baptism. Why should we try to remember that we needed to be baptized? Because we needed to be placed in God's family. This was by His doing, not by our doing. The reason why we needed to be placed in His family is because of our sins immediately kicked us out of the family of God, so to speak. But God brought us back in through the person and work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So now we are part of a new family of God, delivered to us by our Lord and Savior Himself. So we come this day asking the Lord for mercy. We come this day seeking the Lord's guidance. We come this day asking the Lord to grow our faith and trust in Him, to help us to remember the bonds of this new family that He has placed us in, the family that we enjoy forgiveness of sins and eternal life in. And we ask the Lord to be with us, because like there are many distractors to today's nuclear family, there are also many distractors to God's eternal family. And so we ask God to help us to focus upon the we, not the me. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.